It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. You can now text to order a pizza or vote for a reality show contestant. But New York City residents still can't text an emergency to 911. A lawsuit filed by the advocacy group Disability Rights New York is trying to change that. Elizabeth Grossman, the group's director, joins us now to explain what she's asking for and how it would work. Elizabeth, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
So in New York City, where text to 911 services are not currently available, what do people do who are hard of hearing or people who can't speak? What do they do in an emergency?
The only 911 services that are currently available are voice call. So people who do not speak cannot use 911 services, and they're on their own with no support in an emergency.
So with the technology now, why hasn't it been implemented?
We're very surprised that it hasn't been implemented in New York City. We believe there's no reason why text to 911 services should not have been put in place years ago. There are 12 states that already have text to 911 services in place, as do 11 counties in New York State.
So do you have any examples of where it's working in the United States?
There's a public report in Vermont over a short time period that 34 requests for assistance were made by text, and the report details that 4 of them were suicide threats. There are many other life-threatening emergencies, and it's very, very clear how much the service has helped people with disabilities and other people as well.
I'm assuming that it also, in some emergency situations where you actually don't want to talk, maybe a hostage situation, that a text to 911 would be very beneficial.
Yes. I mean, emergency services are among the most important responsibilities of government agencies, and their failure to provide 911 access to all residents leaves many people at serious risk of injury or death.
Elizabeth Grossman is the director of Disability Rights New York. Elizabeth, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.